This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. Brothers and sisters, عن أبي عبد الرحمن بن شط الممدود رضي الله عنه أن رجلا أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's narrated by Tabarani from Abi Abd al-Rahman ibn Shadb al-Mamdud, may Allah be pleased with him, that a man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the description of the man in the hadith, that man was too old. And he was so old, so much so that he was walking with the help of a cane. And his eyebrows were almost closing his eyes. And he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِنَّ لِي ذُنُوبًا لَوُزِّعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ لَأَهْلَكَتْكُمْ. I've committed so many sins, so much so, that if my sins were to be distributed amongst mankind, it would destroy them. فَهَلْ لِي مِنْ تَوْبَةٍ. Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept me if I turn back in repentance to Him? And the Prophet ﷺ said, أَتَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Do you bear witness? Prophet ﷺ asked him, do you bear witness that there is no worthy of worship but Allah and that I am the messenger of Allah? فَقَالَ رَجُلْ نَعَمْ. The man said, yes. Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَنْ يَغْفِرُهَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, then Allah will forgive all of these sins. And the man said, وَقَدَرَاتِي وَفَجَرَاتِي. I've committed so many major sins, so many treacheries. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will forgive you. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran divided people into two main types of people. And I want you to listen carefully to this ayah. Surah Al-Hujurat, surah number 49, ayah number 11. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at the end of this ayah, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And those who do not make tawbah, and tawbah means repentance, turning back to Allah and asking Him for forgiveness. Allah said they are of zalimun. And dhulm is degrees in the Quran, the highest of which is shirk. In Surah Luqman, يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. The word dhulm in Arabic means injustice or oppression, the highest degree of which is to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you read in Surah number 31, when Luqman in Ayat 15 and down was giving advice to his son, one of them he said, Ya Bunayya, O my dear little son, La tushrik billah, do not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna shirka, indeed, shirk, polytheism, associating partners with Allah, taking somebody to be equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the highest degree of injustice. So now, if Allah divides people into ta'if or zalim, which one are you? And that's the main question for today. So we all need to be amongst those who are ta'if, those who always go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness. This is why, for the purpose of this khutbah, I'm going to answer the following question. What is the meaning of tawbah? And who should make tawbah? And out of which should we make tawbah? And what type of tawbah does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expect from us? And what are the conditions? If I were to fulfill, I will make sure and guarantee that Allah will accept my tawbah. And the last question in the second khutbah would be, are there stories of people who make tawbah and Allah accepted them? And the last question would be, when should I make tawbah? Because you need to go home with this question as the last one in your heart. When should I make tawbah? So to start with, to answer the first question, ma ma'na tawbah? What's the meaning of tawbah? Linguistically speaking, the word tawbah which is the stem of the word in the Arabic language, means Ada or Aba. So Taba means to go back, to turn back. But technically speaking, it means to turn back to Allah and admit our sins and ask Him for forgiveness for these sins. That's the meaning of Tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, if you need to turn back, if you need to seek a resort, if you need someone to help you at any time of need, there is only one who can help you when everyone else fails to help you. But unfortunately, we go to everyone and we leave him to the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Why? Turn back to Allah. Why? Because He's a samad. What is the meaning of a samad? الْكُلُّ يَصْمُضُ إِلَيْهِ فِي الْحَاجَاتِ وَهُوَ الْغَنِيُّ عَنْ خَلْقِهِ فَلَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَى أَحْدٍ. الصمد means, not as they say in the English translation of the meaning of the Quran, they would say the self-sufficient, the eternal. These are just like meanings. These are like translation of the word. But as-samad means all of His creation resort to Him at times of need, but He needs none of His creation. Because He's al-Ghani, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we want to repent. So it means to turn back to Him, admitting our sins and seeking His forgiveness for those sins. Next question would be, who should make tawbah? I think I'm a good Muslim, alhamdulillah. I pray 5 times a day. I went to Umrah. I went to Hajj, or I'm intending to go to Hajj, inshallah. I'm fine. Do you think I should make tawbah? Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, so as to change this misconception that I'm a good person and I shouldn't make tawbah. Go and read Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24 and number 31. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. The ayah says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is a command. In Arabic language, this is a verb in the imperative mood. Allah is saying, and turn back to Allah in repentance. It's a command from Allah. And as a Muslim, the word Muslim in Arabic means somebody who submits to the commands of Allah. This is the command by Allah. He's saying, وَتُوبُوا, and turn back in repentance to Allah. Not to people, because sometimes you make tawbah because you might be embarrassed in front of people. But Allah says, no, tawbah should be to Allah. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who should make tawbah? To Allah. Allah says, أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. But this word that I just missed, and I meant it, is the word jami'a. Allah says, all of you. Did He make an exception? But I'm a good Muslim. I think I'm a good Muslim. Allah says, all of you. No exception. And then He said, ayyuha al-mu'minun. He didn't say, ayyuha al-muslimun, which is this of a degree. He didn't say, ayyuha al-mudnibun, or you sinful. He didn't say, ayyuha al-fasiqun, or ayyuha al-kafirun. Allahu Akbar. He's asking the true believers to always make tawbah. Isn't that clear? أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ وَلَعَلَّ تُفِيدِ التَّرَجِّي. Maybe, because not everybody will make tawbah, will do it sincerely with the conditions that I'm going to talk about. It says لَعَلَّكُمْ. Those who do tawbah the right way, they will be amongst the successful. What's your ultimate goal in this life and the second life? Isn't it success? So Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَفْلِحُونَ. So tawbah is a means to success. Because you will rectify your road. You will go back and turn to the straight path that will take you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you make tawbah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding all the believers, no exception, to make tawbah. Are you one of them? And the answer is yes. No exception. Still you're not convinced? Let's go back to the sunnah. In the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, in both Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet said, كل ابن آدم خطاء. كل. And the word كل again means all. All of the children of Adam. He didn't say مخطئ or خاطئ. He said خطاء. There's a difference between the three. Prophet means somebody who knows what's right, but he insists and he does it. Mukhti is somebody who makes a mistake without knowing, based on ignorance. But khata is sighat mubalagha, somebody who is in a constant state of making mistakes and committing sins. So the Prophet made it as a rule. He says, kullu ibn Adam, all the children of Adam are in a state of sinning. But not just a state of sinning, he says, in a constant state of sinning. We do it all the time, day and night. But then he gave us hope. He says, وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّئِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. And the best amongst those who are in a constant state of sinning are those who are in a constant state of turning back to Allah in repentance and asking His forgiveness. Still, you're not convinced. I'm still a good Muslim. I don't need too much help. Okay, let me give you this one. The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah and Sahih Muslim, he said, Tubu in Allah. Again, Allah said, Tubu in Allah in the Quran. The Prophet is saying in the hadith, Tubu in Allah, wastaghfiru. Turn back in repentance to Allah and seek His forgiveness. فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُهُ فِي الْيَوْمِ الْوَاحِدِ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةً وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ مِئَةً مَرَّةً. Because I, who's speaking here, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, is the best man ever. Then Allah told him in Surah Al-Fajr, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. I don't know of any sin that he committed. And even though Allah promised him, if there is any sin, which in fact there is no sin, he said, Allah forgive your past sins and your future sins. Yet, he makes tawbah to Allah 70 times a day and seeks Allah forgiveness. I don't think that anybody here in the audience will have an excuse after this to admit that we all need to make tawbah. Now that we know what's the meaning of tawbah, who should make tawbah? All of us. Next question. Out of what should I make tawbah? I should make tawbah out of sagha'ir and al-kaba'ir, minor sins and major sins. And sometimes people ask the question, they go to the Imam and say, is this a minor sin or a major sin? What's your intention? Do you want to insist to make the sin? Do you just want to know the size of the sin? The scholar said, لا تسأل عن حجم المعصية ولكن انظر من تعصي. Don't ask about the size of the sin, but think when you commit the sin, who are you disobeying? And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, according to Bukhari, said, إن المؤمن يرى ذنوبه كأنها جبل يوشك أن يقع على خضره. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, the believer, the true believer, thinks of his sin as if they are a mountain about to fall on his chest, destroying him. But the heedless person, يرى ذنوبه كأنها ذبابة وقفت هنا ففعل بها هكذا فقال. But a heedless person would see his sins as if they are a fly that would stop on his nose and he would do like this and it would fly away. How do you see your sin? Think about it. Anas radiallahu anhu, according to al-Bukhari, who lived almost more than 100 years, he's talking to the first century. He said to them, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ أَفْعَالًا هِيَ فِي أَعْيَنِكُمْ أَدَقُّ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ كُنَّا نَعُدُّهَا عَلَى عَهْدِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُوبِفَاتِ. He's not talking to the people who are in the 15th century, no, the 1st century. He said, you are doing things, and you look at them as if they are like a strand of a hair, like just a hair, very tiny in your eye. He said, at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, we used to look at them as major deadly sins. How do we see our sins today? Looking at haram, backbiting, the major sins, but we do it every day over the phone. Lying, and we say, it's a white lie. Be careful. So we have to make tawbah out of minor sins and major sins. And as I said, minor sins, good news from the Prophet ﷺ. In the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah, he said, As-salatu ila as-salat, wal-jum'a ila al-jum'a, wa ramadan ila ramadan, wal-umra ila al-umra, wal-hajj ila al-hajj, kaffarat lima baynah, ma lam tughsha al-kaba'ir, aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever you commit of minor sins in between the salah, in between the Jum'ah and the other Jum'ah, in between Ramadan to the other Ramadan, in between the Umrah to the other Umrah, in between Hajj to the other Hajj, all the minor sins will be forgiven, as long as you stay away from the major sins. So, sometimes, some people think that committing a sin is something bad. But the scholar said, Sometimes committing a sin could be the turning point in your life, and it could be something good, as long as you don't mean it. And that's what the scholar said, رُبَّ مَعْصِيَةٍ أَوْرَثَتْ ذُلًّا وَانْكِسَارًا وَرُبَّ طَاعَةٍ أَوْرَثَتْ عِزًّا وَاسْتِكْبَارًا. Some people think highly of themselves when they are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pray the five times a day. Sometimes they think we are the best. There's nobody better than me. And they think highly of themselves. If this is what you get out of your obedience, that's very dangerous. Because pride only belongs to Allah. Yet somebody might commit a major sin and it would be the reason for him to make tawbah and turn back to Allah, and he'll be better than the other person who was obedient for many years before. So now, the next question would be, after we learned what's the meaning of tawbah, everybody should make tawbah, what types of sins that we should make tawbah from, the next question would be, what type of tawbah does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expect from us? Read in Surah At-Tahrim, Surah number 66, ayah number 8. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Do you feel the meaning of Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu? I'm not saying, do you hear what I'm saying? Do you feel the meaning of Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu? I assume that most of you are either students or professors. So you left your studies, you left your classes and you came here. Why? Because you want to boost your iman. You want to show Allah, not anyone else, that you are a believer. So Allah is addressing you now. So I want you from now on, when you hear this nida, this call from Allah, because it's 89 times in the Quran. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, to remember what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, anytime Allah would say, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, after this call, Allah is going to say, do something or stay away from something. So listen attentively, because you have to follow what Allah will say after it. So I'm going to repeat it again, but I want you to feel it.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allah tawbatan nasuha.
Allah is talking about tawbah. It's a tubu ila Allah. Turn back in repentance and seek the forgiveness of Allah. What type of tawbah, oh Allah? It's a tawbah nasuha. تقول في اللغة العربية نصحت العسل إذا نقيته من الشوائب. When you say that you clean the honey, it means you take all the residue and the waste out of it. So it becomes very pure. So when Allah said tawbah nasuha, describing the tawbah as nasuha, meaning it has to be purely for Allah. No one else should be in your intention when you make tawbah except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the type of tawbah Allah expects from you and me. Last question for the first khutbah is, what are the conditions that I have to fulfill to make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept my tawbah? There are four conditions. Three relating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one relating to your fellow human beings. What are the three relating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? First one is an iqla' an al-dhanb, to quit that sin. And you and I, we all know the sins that we are committing. No one else will guide you to them. Quit the sin. Stop that sin. And when I say quit the sin, I remind you again, tawbah al-nasuha, only to please Allah. What do you mean? Do you think I might quit the sin for other reasons? Yes. Like what? You go to the doctor, and somebody tells him, oh, stop drinking because it's going to devastate your liver. So they quit drinking because of their health. Not because drinking is haram. Not because Allah said in the Quran that a Muslim should not be drinking. So Allah will not accept that tawbah. And Allah is the Shafi. Allah is the one who will give you good health. Allah is the one who will take care of your liver, whether you drink alcohol or not. So when you turn back to Allah with tawbah, Allah will bless you and bless your health and everything that you have. But if you quit the sin just for yourself or for a personal benefit, Allah will not accept the tawbah. Somebody stops smoking. Why do you stop smoking? Because the doctor told me last time when I had a heart attack, it was because, they said next time we'll not be able to help you. We'll be too late. So stop smoking. So stop smoking, listening to the doctor, not listening to Allah. So we have to quit anything that we are doing wrong only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. Number two, al-nadam. To have that sense of guilt and remorse deep inside you and regret. That how come that I dared to transgress the limits of Allah? Because there was a moment of weakness. So you have to have that sense of remorse. And as according to the hadith narrated in Muslim Imam Ahmad, the Prophet said, al-nadamu tawbah. That feeling of remorse in itself is repentance. Why? When do you feel guilty? When you see somebody's gonna hold you accountable for this. Otherwise, you will do whatever you like. And this is why when you say astaghfirullah, meaning it from the heart, not just lip service, you know what happens? Allah interacts with you. Allah talks to the angels and would say, عَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يُؤَاخِذُ بِالذَّمْبِ أُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. When you say, oh Allah, forgive me, and it comes from the heart, not lip service, Allah talks to the angels saying to them, my servant knows that he has a Rabb, he has a master, he has a Lord that will hold him or her accountable for what they have done wrong, bear witness, I have forgiven him or her. But you have to mean it. That's the second condition. The first time said also, according to Muslim Imam Ahmad, التائم من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. Whoever turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance and seeks his forgiveness as if he's a newborn, as if he's sinless. Condition number three. العزم الأكيد على عدم العودة لهذا الذنب مرة أخرى. You have to have a strong conviction and determination that you're not going to go back and commit the same sin again. And that can help you. What will help you to do this? Is to change your friends, change your environment, change your bad habits, so that to build that strong will that you're not going to go back and commit the same sin, because your friends will always take you back to it. Al-mar'u ala deeni khalili. You'll be of the same deen, the same manners, the same akhlaq of your friends. So choose your friends and select them carefully. They'll bring you here or they'll take you somewhere else. These are the three. Quitting the sin for the sake of Allah, having a sense of remorse or guilt, and having a strong determination that you're not going to go back and commit the same sin again. These are relating to Allah. The one relating to human beings is Raddul Madalim Wastibra'ud Dhimam. Meaning, restitution of rights and seeking people's forgiveness. In our lives, sometimes we take something from, you know, from our friends, from our neighbors, from our brothers or sisters, and we forget about them. Give back the rights. Because they will be taken from you on the Day of Judgment if you don't give them in the dunya. And ask people to forgive you in the dunya before they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take your hasran and give it to them because they did not forgive you in this dunya. What does this mean? The Prophet asked the Sahaba a question, and I'm sure if I were to ask the question, I'd give the same answer. He said, who do you consider al-muflis, the bankrupt or the broke amongst you? They said, al-muflis fina, man la dirham lahu wa la mata'. Is it a broke or a bankrupt amongst us, somebody who doesn't have money or a shelter or a place to live in? He said, no. Correct that misconception. You're talking about dunya. We're talking about akhirah. Al-muflis min ummati, a bankrupt or a broke amongst my ummah, is the one who will come on the Day of Judgment with salam, siyam, and zakah, and hajj, all the good deeds. But besides that, he will come and he will devour the money of so-and-so, and backbite so-and-so, and be unfair to so-and-so, and oppress so-and-so. فَيَأْخُذُ هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ أُخِذَ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ فَطُرِحَتْ عَلَى سَيِّئَاتِهِ ثُمَّ طُرِحَ بِهِ فِي النَّارِ. So everyone on the Day of Judgment, as long as you don't give them their due rights in this dunya and ask them to forgive you in this dunya, they will come on the Day of Judgment and they will claim the rights. And then there will be nothing with you. No dollars, no wife, no children, no houses, no cars, no friends. It's only your good deeds. So they will keep taking your good deeds. If you run out of good deeds, their bad deeds will be taken from them, added to your record of bad deeds, and then you will be taken and thrown in hellfire again. So we need to give the rights back. And the rights are two types. Either something tangible, money, a CD, a book, whatever you took from someone, or it could be something abstract. You backbited someone. So you have, for the first one, you have to give it back. You have to give it. Somebody might say, oh, it's something consumable, like, you know, I just ate it or I just like used it. Try to buy a new one. Oh, the person is not here. He's in another country. Try to send it to him. Oh, the person passed away. The scholar said, give charity in the name of that person. Do something in the dunya before you will have nothing in the akhirah except the good deeds. So you have to give it back. For the abstract rights, like backbiting or dishonoring someone, you have to go in this dunya and ask them to forgive you. Otherwise, they'll take your hasanat on the day of judgment. So these are the four conditions for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our tawbah. Relating to Allah, quit the sin, have a sense of remorse, have a stronger, you know, conviction not to come back. And the fourth one relates to human beings, which is giving back the right and seeking people's forgiveness before it's too late. This is the first khutbah. Move forward, inshallah, for the brothers who are standing at the back. Please, move forward, give them space. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. Next two questions for the second khutbah are there stories of people who make tawbah and Allah accepted them? And the last question is, when should I make tawbah? I'm convinced now that I should make tawbah. But when should I make tawbah? So for the first question, it's narrated by Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim. He said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the love of Islam in my heart, I came to the Prophet and I extended my hand. فَبَصَبْتُ يَدِي وَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أُبْصُلْ كَتَكْ فِي أُبَيْعُ Prophet of Allah, extend your hand. I want to give you the pledge of allegiance. I want to be a Muslim. And the Prophet ﷺ extended his hand to Amr, but Amr took his hand away. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, مَا بِكَ يَا عَمْرُ قَالَ أَشْتَرِتِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ What's wrong with you, Amr? He said, I have a condition, Prophet ﷺ. Like, what is it? He said, أَنْ يُغْفَرَ لِي مَا كَانَ Is that what's withholding you from tawbah? You want Allah to forgive your past? Listen to what the Prophet ﷺ said. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَوَمَا عَلِمْتَ يَا عَمْرُ أَنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ أَخِي وَمَا قَبْلَهُ Don't you know, Amr, that once you become Muslim, you have a new slate, you're a newborn, all your sins are forgiven, and Hajj does the same, and Hijra does the same, and Tawbah does the same. I'm going to share with you at the very end ayat that talks about this. The next story about people who made Tawbah and Allah accepted them, you all know the story of the man who killed 100 people. I don't have to go through the details. 100 people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted him. Why? I'm just going to quote the end of the hadith. The angels of mercy said, لَقَدْ جَاءَ مُنِيبًا بِقَلْبِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ These are three words, these are enough to explain the hadith. لَقَدْ جَاءَ مُنِيبًا مُنِيبًا means الْإِنَابَ هِيَ سُرْعَةِ الْعَوْدَ بِلَا تَسْوِيفِ And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he talked about those who commit sins extravagantly, You know, if you go to Surah Zumar, Surah number 39, Ayah 53 and down, Allah said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا Not أَذْنَبُوا, أَسْرَفُوا And israf means going to the extreme, committing all types of sins. عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا Allah forgives all types of sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Indeed, He's the all forgiving, the all merciful. But then after that, He gives you the recipe. Do you want to make tawbah? The first word was, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ He didn't say وَتُوبُوا إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ He said وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ وَالْإِنَابَ مَعْنَاهَا سُرْعَةِ الْعَوْدَ بِلَا تَسْوِيفِ Don't say tomorrow. Nah. Dude, nah. You can't guarantee to leave this place. You can't even guarantee to stand up to pray now. I can't guarantee to finish the khutbah. Because Allah knows when I'm going to die. He's in control of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said وَأَنِيبُوا And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it when he said لَقَدْ جَاءَ مُنِيبًا He is not procrastinate. Once the man told him, in talaq ila arti kada, he moved right away. He didn't say, I'm going to go and talk to my wife, I'm going to go and see my children. No. He went right away. And that's inaba. And then he said, biqalbihi, not bilisanihi, How many times I sit with the imam, or with some people that say, you know, say tubna ila Allah, I go back to Allah in repentance, it's like a slip service, you don't mean it. It's just biqalbihi. It's sincere. It's from the heart. Ila Allah, not talk to people, but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, a group of people came to the Prophet ﷺ, according to Sahih Muslim also, and they said, O Muhammad, they were not Muslims at that time. لَقَدْ أَسْرَفْنَا عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِنَا. We've gone to the extreme, committing all types of major sins. You name it, killing, adultery, fornication, riba, stealing. Is there expiation for us if we accept Islam? Because we love that which you advocate. إِنَّا نُحِبُّ مَا تَدْعُوا إِلَيْهِ. And the Prophet had no answer. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered him with the Quran that's recited till the Day of Judgment. And listen to these ayat, because to me, these are the most hopeful ayat in the Quran. The most hopeful ayat. Some people say the ayat in Surah Az-Zumar that I just recited. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا. But listen to the ones that I'm going to recite now. They are ayat 68 through 70 in Surah Al-Furqan, Surah number 25. Listen carefully.
والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب إلا من تاب إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
Allah answered these people. He said, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ. And those who do not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ.
And they do not take the life of a person except for a valid reason.
وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. They do not commit adultery or fornication.
وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. Whoever does that, they will receive a severe punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة. The punishment will be multiplied for him on the Day of Judgment. ويخلد فيه مهانا. And he will be there in eternity with humiliation.
إلا من تاب.
These are all major sins.
Allah said, except those who make tawbah. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them.
وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا.
And they believe in the promise of Allah.
And they start acting upon their knowledge.
What's waiting for them? فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم.
Allah will replace the record of 2 million bad deeds into 2 million of good deeds.
So the worst one in front of you today, if I were to make tawbah right now, all would be the best one.
All my bad deeds will be turned into good deeds.
Who would reject this offer?
If you are in debt, and many of you are, and somebody comes to say, you are in debt of like 40,000. You know what? I'm going to cut it down to 20,000. How relieved would you feel when you hear this news? How happy would you be? What if he says, you know what? You owe me nothing. Nothing. How happy would you feel? What if he says, you owe me 40,000? You owe me nothing, and I'll give you 40,000.
This is how Allah is treating us. Who would reject that offer? Allah said, when you make tawbah, but you start acting. Because some people say, I make tawbah, and they're still in the same spot. Allah always says in the Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا.
Today, when you talk with someone, and you try to remind them, you say, أَعْلَمْ أَعْرِفْ I know.
It's not about you knowing, it's about you doing.
Because knowing will be for you or against you on the Day of Judgment. If you're ignorant, you need to learn. If you know, you have to act upon your knowledge. So you have no excuse.
So, based on that, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all merciful. And your deeds will be changed from bad deeds into good deeds if you make tawbah. Are you ready to make tawbah? And the last question would be, when should I make tawbah? Some of us will say, I will make tawbah inshallah tonight. Let me think about it. Can you guarantee to live until tonight? Somebody will say, you know, I'm still young. And my dad died at the age of 84, and my grandfather died at the age of 95. So inshallah, when I get old, inshallah, I'm going to make tawbah. Or you know what? When I marry, or when I go for Umrah or Hajj, or when I start seeing the gray hair, which is a sign I know I'm getting close to death. I agree with you, but on one condition. If you know when you're going to die, procrastinate tawbah. Delay tawbah until 1 hour before you die. Then make tawbah. Because the Prophet said, تُقْبَلْ تَوْبَةِ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْهِمْ. Allah will accept your tawbah as long as your soul did not reach the polar bones here. Allah will accept your tawbah. But do you know when you're going to die? And if you say yes, I'm going to say you're a liar. Because Allah said something opposite. Read Surah Luqman, Surah number 31, the last ayah, ayah number 34. Allah said, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. No one knows how much money they will make tomorrow. And no one knows when or where they're going to die. So if you don't know, when should you make tawbah? Right now. Dear brothers and sisters, I used to live in Calgary between 2006 to 2009. I used to teach at the University of Calgary and I used to be the Imam at the Southwest Masjid. But now I'm back to Al-Azhar as an associate professor teaching there. And the reason I fly all the way from Egypt to here is because of you, the Muslims of Calgary. I'm here to spend this weekend with you, sharing knowledge. My area is tafsir. So I'm going to be doing tafsir of Surah Ar-Rahman and Surah Yaseen. And you're all invited tonight between 7 to 10 in that building. I don't know if it's ILC. ICT. It's going to be, inshallah, between 7 to 10. That's for free. Everyone can attend, inshallah. Bring your family. Bring your friends. Revive your iman. The best words that will revive your heart and make you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the words of Allah in the Quran. And these two surahs are very powerful. Surah Al-Rahman and Surah Yaseen. The class is called Denial and there are brochures outside. And the course is going to be Saturday and Sunday, inshallah. It's only 1 weekend. But you will learn a lot from them, inshallah, I will promise you. So inshallah, bring your family, bring your friends, and come and join us, inshallah, in a gathering that will be surrounded by angels right now. A gathering of Muslims. You'll be spending 2 days praying together, eating together, crying, listening to the words of Allah, and also smiling together, inshallah. Allahumma la tad'a lana wal hadrina dhanba illa ghafartah, wa la aiba illa satartah, wa la manza illa shafaytah, wa la mayta illa rahimtah, wa la dhalan illa hadaytah, wa la ghaiba illa radadtah, wa la hajatan hiya laka rida, wa la salahan illa yassartaha birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. اللهم كل إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم عجل بحرج إخواننا في سوريا وفي كل مكان يصطلح فيه المسلمين